For the next 3 years, Dora walked round Yorkshire. She was a tough woman, and she needed to be. Travelling was an essential part of the lives of most actors and actresses, and Tate Wilkinson's company made their way annually over a cross-country route of about 150 miles. It was roughly triangular in shape, its 3 points being York in the north, Sheffield in the south, and Hull on the coast. The journeys could be arduous, over the high and desolate moors, or across the flat, windswept East Riding. A few of the men might go on horseback. The company's scenery wagon might take a few of the women with children. Rides might also be begged from farm or even coal carts. The players would cheer one another on as best they could. Walking was part of their way of life. Sometimes Wilkinson, travelling ahead in his carriage, would stop and order a meal to be ready for them at an inn. He enjoyed good food and offering it to others, and he presided over the Yorkshire circuit like the kindly head of a large, talented, and quarrelsome family. A look at their playbill shows it numbered at least 30 adults, plus assorted children. They must have made an impressive sight when they arrived in town. The horse and the foot, as Wilkinson said. They included 8 married couples in which both partners played regularly, some with children already performing. When Dora joined the company, all the other adult women were billed as Mrs., whether they had a husband or not. It may have been a safety measure of Wilkinson's. He was devoted to his ladies, but disconcerted by their frequent habit of becoming pregnant.